Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. Isn't that right, one Joe Haley?
That's correct. It is great.
One Joe Haley.
Because there's four of us here ready to rock the house.
To bring the greatness, Andy. We're going to bring the greatness.
Well, while Joe Haley's ready to bring the greatness, we're getting ready to take your calls today on the topic of creative ways to ignite innovation. So if you have any questions on how to get over any stagnant campaigns or marketing efforts that you're doing, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Vinny's getting ready to take your calls, so give him a ring and talk to him and ask him how his vacation was. Also here in the studio today is Kathy Houston. Kathy, how are you?
Good. I'm ready to bring the mediocrity.
Always striving for
the
best.
Take it down a notch.
That's our Kathy Houston.
Taking it down that notch.
Very nice. And Nicole Rollander is joining us today. Nicole, how are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great. You are overseeing a fantastic project, the Quilt Across America, or what is it called?
It's called Stitches Hopeful Hearts Quilt.
Stitches Aww. Hopeful Hearts Quilt. A very cool project. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we actually asked our readers, embroiderers, to pick a charity and to create a quilt square, do some service, and we got 12 great causes, and we had a master quilter create this amazing quilt. And basically now the quilt is traveling around the country, going to each shop and creating awareness for all the different causes.
So where is the quilt today?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
See, that's a trick question.
It's driving across country. It was in
Sneed's Ferry, Maryland.
Sneed's Ferry.
Yes,
I'm glad you said Maryland.
It's on its way.
Stop.
But it'll come back here in October, and we're going to display it permanently.
Where?
Cool. ASI. I haven't decided yet. We'll see.
That's cool.
Somewhere. Not my office, but somewhere.
Somewhere prominent. Very cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, very cool project. Check that out online. We also have Mina and Kathleen joining us here. It's a team effort on the tech booth.
Yeah, baby.
So
yeah.
There it is.
She's the only one that gets sound effects. She's
I know.
A sound effect person, but she only for her.
Well, you've gotten them before, but that's
not
when...
humble.
Yeah, someone was shooting me a few weeks ago.
All right. As I said, we are getting ready to take your calls. For creative ways to ignite innovation, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's show.
Well, Andy, we're going to have four sales lessons every business owner should learn.
Or not.
Or not.
That topic just got canceled.
Oh, okay. We have five key fashion and decorating trends for fall. Eight ways to improve your attitude. Hopefully Mina's paying attention to this.
I hope Kathy's paying attention to that.
And Kathy, too.
Miss Mediocrity.
Andy has six questions every business plan should answer. Make sure you put them in your business plans. We've got to get them from Andy a little later. We have effective ways to make millennials care about your brand.
I got that.
We have the pros and cons of hiring remote workers. If we have time, we will get to our favorite thing. But let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with product news. The NFL has implemented a new policy that says fans can only bring clear bags into stadiums this season. The new policy, said to be a safety measure, now gives distributors a new promotional opportunity for the clear vinyl bags that suppliers are now offering. On to legal news. A Pennsylvania lawmaker has introduced a bill that would charge consumers 2 cents per plastic bag they take away from supermarkets and retail stores. Citing environmental positives, State Senator Dalen Lynch wants to limit the use of plastic bags. It's another in a long line of local ordinances aimed at banning single-use plastic bags. On to economic news now. A new survey released by Wells Fargo and Gallup shows optimism among small business owners continues to steadily improve, reaching a high point last measured during the third quarter of 2008. In fact, 26% plan to increase capital spending in the next 12 months. Advertising market news now, spending on digital media advertising in the U.S. will increase 45% by 2017, according to a new survey from eMarketer. Further, mobile marketing will account for 16% of all ad revenues by 2017. See Promogram today for details. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what do you got going on there today?
Underwear.
Are you modeling?
Are you in the underwear?
Well, you'll have to watch.
I'm going to have to
tune in later on today to ASI
that.
TV. Wow. The Joe Show.
This might be the most watched episode of The Joe Show ever.
You know, going back to your first story about the NFL and their clear vinyl bags, I think that they might have a little problem on their hand. There was a letter to the editor in the Philadelphia Inquirer about how this woman's son and daughter-in-law got tickets to a preseason game, and they did not know about the ban for the bag. They took public transportation to get there, and the organization did not offer them anywhere to store that bag, any type of lockers outside. So, you know,
I
think that they got a communication problem on their hands here.
They do have a little bit of a communication problem. It's going to be interesting to see how this works. But the NFL is a behemoth in many ways, and if they want to get this done, they will get it done.
Yeah.
But
I think it's a great opportunity, as you said.
It is a good opportunity.
Distributors out there. I mean, look at all the sponsors that can, you know, you give those bags out free, people are going to take them to the game.
Yeah, we talked to some suppliers actually that that have orders already on the books for you know, for companies that are basically marketing and promoting new products and services outside of stadiums, mm-hmm. and then they're going to give away these bags that comply with their own logos on it. So very good opportunity there. All right, we're going to move to our lines now to take a call from Leighton Lee for our Product Safety Minute. Leighton, how are you today?
Oh, doing well. Happy Tuesday to everyone over there.
And to you as well.
Thank you. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about exposure. And I'm not talking about Joe's underwear either.
Let us hope not.
exposure is a key element to bringing a Cal Prop 65 action by a bounty hunter or the California State Attorney General. Now, we've talked about Prop 65 on the radio show a number of times. But I wanted to update everybody this morning on some new settlements that just came out in the last 4 or 5 months. But before we get to that, for those that are listening this morning who may not know much about Prop 65, it is a California-only statute. It is intended to give a warning, a warning label or a sign in a restaurant, to warn consumers in California about a potential exposure to carcinogens and chemicals that might cause birth defects. We've seen these on many, many products that even are distributed outside of the state of California because many companies don't have the wherewithal to put stickers only on California products and none on outside of California destined products. So there are 850 chemicals that are currently listed. And if a product has any of these chemicals in an amount that exceeds a certain set limit set by the state of California, you must warn a consumer before they are exposed to that chemical. So with that aside, there have been a number of recent settlements, and let me kind of go through this list. Bags, we were talking about bags earlier in the show just a minute ago. Bags have are a major target by the bounty hunters because of the phthalates and the lead that are contained in those bags. If it's made out of vinyl, anything made out of vinyl, whether they be electrical cords, earbuds, earbud cords, vinyl pad folios, wallet covers, checkbook covers, all the kinds of things that we make in our industry that are made out of vinyl will be suspected to have phthalates or lead in them. Things like bag clips, exercise balls, stress balls, gripper pads. I know that some companies sell these gripper pads with logos on them. Any kind of kitchen tool that has plastic. Passport covers, we talked about covers before. Even pet accessories are being nailed right now. Stationery sets that might have covers and even the spiral-bound plastic or metal might have lead or phthalates in it. And watches, we've seen a number of cases come through where wristwatches might have some type of plastic component in it. So we need to look at the usual suspects in our industry, lead, phthalates, and even cadmium. Distributors and suppliers, we should all be very, very aware of where our products come from and making sure that our vendors and suppliers are aware that Cal Prop 65 is out there and that they must be compliant. And that concludes this very exposing
All right, Leighton, thanks very much for the call and the information that you provided today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You know, there was just a study that just came out. It was just released that, you know, those e-cigarettes that people are smoking?
Yeah.
They're just as dangerous or possibly more dangerous than regular cigarettes.
I saw that.
They have carcinogens in them, too. So don't smoke them anymore, Andy.
I'm not.
Or just don't smoke.
Right.
I have other vices. That's not on the list. All right. We're going to go to our phone lines now and take your calls regarding creative ways to ignite innovation. So if you have any questions or comments about ways to get your company out of any stagnant campaigns, give us a ring at 215-953-4979, and we'd be happy to take your call. And, Joe, if we put you on the line, what are we going to give people today?
Everyone's going to get that great ASI Radio prize pack, which is going to include a $25 Visa gift card.
How about underwear?
You're going to get –
you're not getting any underwear.
You don't want that. You're going to get the hand fans of the radio host. You're going to get the finger puppets so you can play radio show in your office and your downtime. And we're going to throw in a Joe Show mouse pad.
We have one Facebook fan who really used our hand fans.
Oh, yes.
creative use.
He put him in a shirt and then posed with us.
Yes.
I mean, it was really – flattering in some ways.
Frightening, another F word.
All right, let's go to the phones now. On line one, we have Natasha. Natasha, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question for the host?
Well, I have a small distributorship, but I'm very busy right now, which I know is a great problem to have. However, I think we're starting to rely too much on the same old ideas rather than trying to come up with some new, fresh ideas. So I was just wondering if you guys had any tips for how to generate new concepts.
Joe, what do you think?
I would say go to trade shows, talk to suppliers. They always have great ideas how you might want to position their products with your clients. I would go to any type of networking events that your local associations might be holding. I would make sure that you're a fan of ASI Central's Facebook page. There's a lot of good discussion there. You can see some case histories as well. We have a case history video you can check out. But, you know, I went to my very first trade show 19 years ago, and I talked to Dan Towns, and I said,
1955.
I said, what's new? And he says, if you've never sold a pencil before, it's new to you. So don't you know, pass by these standard, you know, these traditional
good
products
one, Dan
if you've
Towns.
Never used. Well, it's true. What's right. a new product? I mean, if you've never sold it, I mean, it's new to you. If your client's never, you know, sold it, it's new to you. But.
Mm-hmm. Will the finger puppets help, you think?
Oh, I think
definitely.
So.
If you play ASI radio show hosts, you'll definitely come up with some wacky stuff.
Those love our action figures now.
Those are fantastic inspiration, Natasha.
Watch the Joe show, too, because Joe always has really good ideas.
Also, there's a cool product sitting here right now, one of these solar flowers, you know, you put in the window and it moves.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty hot everywhere.
Okay.
So, you know, check out some new products in ESP and try to fetch those.
Yep.
All right, Natasha, hopefully that helps. Helps you break out of any stagnant campaigns you're doing. Hang on the line so Vinny can get your information. Okay, on line three, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. How's the weather out there in California?
It's actually kind of nice.
You say actually like that's a surprise. We expect that.
Yeah, I know. It's usually during this month, it's like really, really hot, like in the triple digits, but it's been actually pretty reasonable.
Very nice.
Is it just me, or does Leighton remind anybody of Ben Stein?
That's a good comparison.
I wonder if you've gotten that before.
We're going to have to talk to him about that.
Yeah. I have a question for you, just regarding, you know, when it comes to campaigns and you're going to your clients with great ideas, and by the way, your hand fans actually landed me a job because a client was asking for something creative but inexpensive that got them exposure, and I said, you know what? Let me show you something that our industry did. You know,
there you go. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I still can't get Melinda's face back, you know, because they kept that one.
Wait. They didn't keep mine?
They didn't keep Joe's?
Well, they were fighting over Joe, but they gave it back to me, you know.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. So when it comes to offering creative ideas, when it comes to, you know, do you recommend, something that we've always done is we give the safe ideas, and then we try to give the out-of-the-box ideas. But for whatever reason, it always seems like, you know, people don't want to, you know, go out on the branches and take that risk. And in your opinion, when you can do it for around the same pricing, is there, what's the missing piece to get people to try something different, to try something a little more exciting, to engage a little more risk?
I think that your clients are who they are. I mean, you have to know them, people who are, you know, kind of tried and true and to the book and, you know, want to walk that straight line, whatever you want, the cliches you want to use. I think that they're going to use safe promotions, safe promotional products, and, you know, that's who they are. Younger clients might be more willing to do something a little crazier, you know, a little more fun, a little more out there. So I think that part of it is knowing who your clients are and delivering to them, you know, what they're going to use. But I wouldn't stop, you know, using something that's a little out of the box and a little, keep presenting, because it shows them at least you have other ideas and you're not coming with the same thing, that
right.
You do have, you know, a level of creativity that could help them and it has helped some of your other clients. So don't forget to use your case histories.
I would also use, like Joe just said at the end there, use case studies to show how clients of yours or anybody else have used products in extremely creative ways. So when you're doing those presentations and you're giving options of the, like you said, the safe option and the out-of-the-box option, you know, how did somebody use the out-of-the-box option to promote their products and services? You know, the fans of ours that we all joke about, that got you a deal. It's kind of silly, but somebody saw it in action. It wasn't just the theoretical use of a product. Somebody saw it in action, and that intrigue them. So I would try to use case studies as much as possible.
Gotcha. And a little plug for ESP, really great, great advances that they've done on the presentations of ESP, because it really looks very, very customized, very beautiful, very clean layouts, and the pictures are really vibrant. So that's also helped us out on just giving better presentations to give us, you know, better results.
Very cool. All right, Stanley, thanks for the call, and thanks for your question today, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Have a great one.
All right, thanks. On line two, we have Daniel Johnson. Daniel, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. We're having a great day here at Cincy Apparel. You guys are talking about some ways of helping customers with creative solutions. One of the things that I've liked for me personally is something from Roger Von Eck. It's called the Creative Whack Pack. Have you guys ever heard of that? If you go to creativewhack.com, whack.com.
No, I haven't heard of it, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, so what he uses a lot of research and figuring out what just approaching things for some problems from different types of ways. And so they have a app for your iPhone or your iPod Touch. And so they found it to be very interesting for me, but I was thinking back to something what we do here in our business here at Cincy Apparel is sometimes we have customers that will come in and say, I want to get something on a shirt, but I don't really have an idea. And they ask us to help work with them to flesh out the ideas. And so I kind of ask them, well, what do you want it to mean? Because obviously this is a shirt that's going to be something that people are going to wear more than once, you know, and so I always – use it to ask people what did they want it to mean for people.
Right. Yeah, I think
and
that's
I had
important.
A yeah. Yeah, so we had I had a customer here who has having a sailing regatta going on, and we're going to be doing this design on the back of his sweatshirt. And then as he was looking at the front of it, he says, do you feel like there needs to be something on the front? And I said, to be honest with you, if it was something that I was buying, I'd want to have something on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so just really asking them, you know, helping some of the customers, just kind of seeing things from the end user's perspective, I found that to be kind of helpful. But sometimes customers don't have an idea of, like, what kind of designs to put onto items. And I was just wondering if you guys had any resources that you could recommend.
For decoration of apparel, is that what you're talking about?
Right, just thinking of things like silk screening or digital printing, digital garment printing, you know, designs that people could put onto their shirts, if you guys had any resources that you guys have heard that are helpful.
Well, if you're not getting Stitches magazine and Wearables magazine, you should sign up for them. ASI publishes them, and of course they will cost you nothing. We have some great articles in there, stories in there. Right now in wearables, we're finishing up a screen printer competition where a group of screen printers have been given a challenge for a month, and they print a shirt, and it goes to judges and stuff, and they vote on them. And then there's a public voting as well. But you'll see some great creativity there and some great tips.
Yeah, and it depends what you're looking for. I mean, there are a lot of companies out there that offer stock designs that you can have customized, you know, to make heat transfers or to make specific types of decoration. But there are also companies like Freehand Graphics, which, you know, they're like a 30-year-old company, and they provide custom graphics, you know, for screen printing and other applications. So, you know, definitely it's good to always partner with an outside graphics person, especially somebody who is responsive, kind of knows their decorations, so they're going to create a design that will work with screen printing. So it's always good to have somebody like that kind of on your short list of go-to vendors.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would also look to retail, Target, JCPenney, a lot of them have printed T-shirts now. The whole section, you know, wall of printed T-shirts. See what's selling in retail right now. It looks to be like a 70s retro theme with the graphics and the subject matter. So, you know, whatever's hot in retail, that might be resonating with your clients.
All right, Daniel, hopefully that helps. And thanks for the info today, and thanks for the question. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your ASI Radio prize pack. All right, we're going to go to a break right now to hear from one of our show sponsors, ASI Computer. But when we get back, Nicole's going to give us the most important fashion trends for fall.
Ooh.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
All right, we're back on the Tuesday morning show a little abruptly there, so we're back anyway. And we've been talking creativity and innovation. If you have any questions about how to innovate your marketing programs, give us a ring. You can still call us at 215-953-4979. In the meantime, Nicole, our fashion guru, is going to give us some decorating and fashion trends for fall.
Although I do have to say, I'm wearing a floral skirt paired with a skull kind of like Ed Hardy t-shirt. So
there you go.
You know, matching
trends. Is that in trends? Is that trendy?
No, but that is a trend.
Okay.
I'm wearing khakis and a black shirt.
No, but I have to point out one really cool thing. In our September-October big fashion issue, which is online now at stitches.com, you can see in the digital edition, we have a big fashion shoot, and we're using some unusual textiles and materials. Like, we have a rope dress and we have a plastic dress, flower cutout.
That doesn't sound comfortable.
But if you look in Elle magazine right now, they've got an unusual material spread, and one of them is a plastic dress that looks almost identical to what we have.
Ooh, they're stealing
from
us.
We are super on trend.
They are stealing from us.
So,
in a winter.
Well, that's Vogue.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
No, I said Elle magazine. But Elle does have a pretty nice big fashion issue.
Kathy really does strive for mediocrity.
Okay. So from our September-October issue, here are some of our hot trends. Three prints that we're seeing on the runways, and you can see in our industry too, herringbone, leopard, and stripes. So those are good for accents like scarves and bags.
Herringbone is big?
It is.
Really?
We have hats, bags, and scarves all in the herringbone.
You got to get a herringbone.
Like in a woven, I would say no, but as an accent accessory, I think it's a great thing.
Right.
And this is for Joe Haley. Grunge apparel is back.
All right, man.
Joe is very grunge?
Well, because, you know, he's just always about blasts from the past, and that's like, what, the early 90s?
There you go, Andy.
You know?
See Andy.
So where you can take away, there's a lot of plaid, combat boots, and lots
plaid
of—
Plaid combat boots?
Plaid shirt.
Comma. Plaid, combat boots,
and lots of hardware and metal, lots of studs and other, you know, kinds of metal embellishments.
Like Andy and Joe.
Another accessory, textured handbags. For example, cloth handbags with a handmade look. They kind of, you know, correspond with the bohemian fashion, Andy. Extra hardware, again, like studs, buckles, and chains. And quilted handbags. Going back to my
Vera Bradley?
Yes. And those are all easily embellishable. Couple more things. Leather. Leather jackets are hot again this season, and a good tip is to actually create a tip sheet for leather care and to put your logo on it and to pack it with each order.
That's a great tip.
I like that.
Handout to give in our issue. We actually have a list of tips that people can pick up and use. Hot color this season is Oxblood Red. So it's just a deeper, darker version of the bright, confident red that Joe always wears around the office. It has blue and purple undertones, Joe.
Nice.
And it plays well with black, navy, gray, and cobalt.
Plays well with others.
You can leave them alone in the playground. There'll be
like
no fights.
Leopard. And wow, you guys are turning this into a like peanut gallery.
We're
over
having
here.
Fun.
A couple more things. Painted apparel. So anything, you know, sublimated, full all over print, you're going to see a lot of that all over the runways. And also a healthier wardrobe. So things like Tencel, organic cotton, that's, you know, I've actually been seeing that in a lot of the fashion magazines, which is pretty cool. So good thing to point to.
Very Aren't you cool. glad you guest hosted today, Nicole?
I'm all so right. excited. I love it.
Check
love
all
it.
That out in the September-October issue of Stitches Magazine. All right, Joe.
You. Andy.
We have 8 ways to improve your attitude. What are some of those ways? Because I think some of the people in this studio right now could use that.
Oh, I'm looking at Kathy. All right, don't worry, be happy. That will help you be successful. A good attitude results in more opportunity, and people will want to work with you and for you if you have a good, positive attitude.
Kathy's also, very happy.
Right.
She's also, always laughing at something.
Yeah.
Instead of working.
Also, what good is success if you're cranky all the time?
Andy.
Which one's going to be for me?
I knew that was coming my way.
All right. So we have 8 ways to improve your attitude here, and we're going to give you 4. One is always act with a purpose. So in other words, okay. There has to be a reason why you're doing things in the workplace. Just don't do things willy-nilly. If there is no possible connection to success or an end result, then don't do it. It's not, you know, worthwhile. Use setbacks to improve your skills. It's learning from your mistakes, which is very important to, you know, do. Don't get down if you make a mistake. If there's problems, you can learn from that. You can help improve your skills, Andy. I mean, Kathy.
Just laugh about it and move on.
This is one of the ones I really agree with. Don't take yourself so seriously. You really can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be able to laugh at yourself, you know. And if you can't laugh at yourself, you shouldn't be laughing at others.
I'm always laughing at myself in my office. Can you hear me?
If you don't or can't laugh at yourself, I guarantee that the people you work with are laughing behind your back.
Oh, I know. They laugh to my face.
That's because you can laugh at yourself. See, you know,
you're in on the joke,
Kathy. The other one I think is very important, and a lot of people don't do it. Say thank you more frequently.
Thanks, Joe.
That's a good one.
Okay. And it's not just for something that – you're welcome. It's not just for something that they did. It could be,
seriously.
You know, thank you for being who you are. Nicole, thank you for being a great Stitches editor.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
That was a seriously heartfelt sentiment. Right?
I know. Seriously, I'm a lot of people don't – and thank you is very simple, but a lot of people don't do it. Don't thank people for the simple things.
I agree. All right. Very good tips from – our very own Joe Haley, and we will post the rest of those on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Right now, we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment of the show. Unfortunately, Michelle's not with us here today, but I know she's listening, so let's do our favorite things. Kathy, lead us off.
Okay, well, you know I want to keep the summer fun alive, Andy.
Right? Yeah.
That's what I'm all about. So I bring you the large s'mores
Long live
kit.
Summer.
The large s'mores kit from Midnight Snacks, ASI 71685. It has everything you need to roast s'mores, including graham crackers, marshmallows, milk chocolate, and toasting sticks.
The best places to work company last year.
There mm-hmm. you go. It doesn't give you the fire, but I guess it gives you everything else.
Right, right.
So make your own fire. Yep. Joe, you're up.
All right, Vinny, you got this? This is the boogie board. Okay.
Oh.
It's an alternative to Post-it notes. So you always, you know, write on them, throw them out, This you don't have to. It's an electronic product. It's kind of a high-tech, low-tech. But you see that message to watch, you know, the Joe Show on ASI TV, and I can just erase it like that, and it's gone. Okay?
So
I have a stylus.
That's really cool.
You have
it
a stylus.
Like that.
You know, when I can write a message there, here I'm just going to scribble. You show you that you write the message. It comes with magnets. You can hang it on a refrigerator
cool.
or
I
a metal
like
filing
I
cabinet.
It.
It's great for a lot of companies, businesses who have people, and they can put it in their office. You want to leave them a note. You leave their note on this. It's great for the home. Put on a refrigerator, shopping list, a note to the kids when they come home from school, whatever it is. You can find this from Improv Electronics. It's ASI 62489. You can find them online at www.improvelectronics.com.
Cool, good find, Joe. All right, Nicole.
Yeah,
your turn.
That's a hard one to follow. Well, I typed in leather and studs into ESP, two of my favorite things, and up came this really cool leather studded flask.
Ooh.
From Redline.
I like that.
One of my favorite things.
ASI.
You like the stuff in the flask?
Yeah. It's a great item for bars and liquor stores. A giveaway.
Joe Haley.
And yeah, it's 8 ounces. So I thought this was pretty cool. I was looking for an apparel item, and this popped up. So I just thought
that
this
cool.
was a neat one to point out.
I like it. Anytime we could offer flasks to mm-hmm. people, that's a good thing. All right. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today. Joe's very upset about that. He wanted to continue.
We're having fun.
Well, then you'll have to just tune in again next week.
We're like oxblood. We get along.
Oh,
oil and oxblood.
Thank you all for listening today. Thanks to our show sponsor, ASI Computer. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same place.
Peace.